Coast Radio News for Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Last night in a special session of the Florence City Council, the council, after almost 2 hours of reviewing appeals made by residents for the planned unit development at Rhododendron and 35th Street, went through all of the information line by line, accepting portions of the PUD plan and asking for modifications on items like parking and right-of-way allowances. The city unanimously decided to deny the majority of the appeals with the exception of density, vegetation buffers, and off-street parking. The council asked for a recalculation of the density of the project to include utility access. The question of adequate parking was also addressed by Councillor Green, noting that one parking space for certain residences could mean more individuals parking in the street and therefore causing potential traffic problems.
That street that everybody has to use to get in and out is going to have a substantial amount of cars on them. And you could be sure that people are going to be upset when they live there because their teenager or their visitor doesn't have enough spaces because the residences are using much of them.
After the discussion, the council approved the single space recommendation for the series of one-bedroom townhouses. The majority of the Planning Commission recommendations from their September 8th meeting were upheld. The representatives of APIC Holdings will be required to update their plan with the changes when it turns in its final plan for the property. There were 36 new cases of the coronavirus reported for Lane County yesterday. Lane County Public Health reports there were 3 new deaths in the county that had COVID-19. All 3 had underlying health conditions. The youngest was a 50-year-old male who died on November 8th at Peace Health Sacred Heart Medical Center, Riverbend. The state death toll is now at 734. Total cases for the state yesterday were 723, raising the total number of cases to date to 51,155. There were no new cases reported yesterday for the 97439 zip code. That number remains at 35. Three Rivers Casino Resort has announced that it's beefing up safety protocols for its Florence and Coos Bay casinos. They have added new UVC air purification disinfection systems, which use ultraviolet light. The system will enhance their current protocols, which include regular surface cleaning and disinfection. Three Rivers Casino Resort CEO Dan Condi says the new system will add another level of protection for guests and staff. To date, the casinos have had 0 cases of the coronavirus associated with the facilities. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, November 10th, 2020.